Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to another taping of here, Girl Talk here on Girl Talk with Bam to Dusty. Of course, we have been missing you all like crazy. I know that we have not put out a show in like the past week. So anyway, we're going to get Dusty here on air. And we're going to explain to all... What's going on, girl? We're going to explain to all of our audience members why we've neglected them and haven't been on air in 2 weeks. So go ahead, Miss Dusty. You go first.
Ooh, you're going to put me on the spot like that?
Girl, I'm always going to put you on spot, boo.
Obviously.
Always.
You bitch. I have been... I was doing stupid work training, and it was pointless and stupid, and now I'm not. So now I have some free time.
I know. You know, everybody's just been kind of missing us. So, I mean, everybody, you know, audience members and viewers and listeners, I mean, I had to get on this bitch, and I had to say, look, girl, I'm feeling abandoned here, okay? Literally, she was abandoned Bambi. Can you believe that crap? Anyway, we're not going to spend too much time on pointing a finger, Miss Burns.
Why?
We're going to spend some time here on You're in Danger, Girl, here on Girl Talk. So anyway, this was kind of a topic that me and Dusty both came up with that we thought that it was kind of really, really imperative for everybody to hear. And when you think of you in danger, what is the first thing that comes to your mind, callers, listeners, viewers, and, you know, our audience members? We want to hear from you as to what you feel like the first things that come to your mind when we say you in danger. But let's kind of start this topic off because I knew this was kind of a hot topic, and I knew that my girl Dusty was telling, oh, no, I don't want to do another depressing topic, and it's not really depressing, but we have to get some information out there to all of you all. So, Dusty, give everybody out there a little bit of inside scoop on you in danger, girl, and what you think are dangerous situations or dangerous, you know, scenarios that we can put ourselves into.
Well, I'm a scaredy cat, so leaving my house is a scary situation. But I don't know. I just feel like when you're, like, anywhere in public, especially for trans women, it's scary. So what we thought we would do was come up with some ideas or suggestions to keep you out of danger.
Absolutely.
Where do you think is danger? I mean, I think everywhere is dangerous. I'm scared of everything, girl.
You know, I have to agree with you, and especially, you know, in our life, of course, being that we're kind of pursuing, well, no, we haven't pursued a social media career has pursued us, but especially now that we're starting to get a little bit more popular out there, we have to take our precautions extremely seriously. So what I try to tend to advise to people is that when you go out, safety in numbers, either meet up with friends or go run and do the things early in the morning. They always say the early bird gets the worm. Now, I wanted to share a couple statistics because I've done a little bit of research, and that, you know, in the United States, it's estimated to be 200 per every 100,000 sex workers out there are murdered. And the reason that I'm bringing this topic up is because in our community, we tend to have so many girls out there that tend to turn to sex work. It's not that they want to. It's kind of something that they have, that they feel like they have to do. Now, being that it's 2015, I know that this is like a little bit depressing, and I really didn't want to hit on this, but this is kind of really imperative. But we're already at, I believe, 16 murders already nationally. Now, when you read into some of the stories on some of these girls, what you have to realize, callers, what you have to realize, audience, is that some of these girls are going out and meeting Johns at 3 o'clock in the morning in dark alleys in the back of places. If you are out there, whether you're transgender or whether you're a woman, and you are meeting somebody in a back alley, shady-ass situation at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? You are putting yourself into a situation. I mean, I know that that sounds really insensitive, but do you not, I mean, what do you think about that, Dusty? Do you think that that's not putting yourself kind of into or walking yourself into a dangerous situation? Am I kind of going crazy or am I making a point here? Like, keep your ass out of dark alleys with people at 3 a.m.
Sex work in general is scary because you don't know who is calling you up for sex. You don't know who you're meeting up in a scary-ass hotel room. They could want to kill you, rob you, whatever, rape you. I mean, it's all scary. And I think being aware of your surroundings as much as possible helps. And, you know, that gut instinct that you feel when you're in situations, you've really got to, like, listen to your gut. Because
absolutely,
you never know who you're meeting up with. Even just internet dating in general, you never know. That's what, you know, they always say, meeting
very
a public.
Scary.
You just never know.
Absolutely. I feel like the internet online dating, and again, I know that as a transgender person, I know that in general, dating is hard. And I know that when you have something as serious like being transgender, it's even harder. But it's, you know, what I say to do is, of course, be honest on your, if that's what you're going to do. Now, I'm going to actually do a YouTube video on this because I, well, Bambi has a OkCupid account. And of course, I would never and have never met anybody off of a dating website because I only use dating websites, of course, as media material, push my media, of course. That's kind of like a genius thing. Ah, wink, wink, Dusty Burns. But I definitely advise to be honest. On the other hand, if you're going to do something like that, I would advise that you meet in the daytime or the morning time in a very public place, in a very safe place. And I really would advise you go by yourself. You really don't want to put yourself into a dangerous situation. Because like Dusty has said, they can sound like, you know, the sheep and be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Really, you don't know what kind of dangerous situation you're putting yourself into. And nowadays that we're using all these social media websites, you know, you have crazy-ass people out there, serial killers, people that want to hurt you, and they're using this to their advantage. I mean, absolutely. Dusty, what else would you say would be putting yourself in danger, girl?
In danger, girl, well, definitely you want to disclose that you're transgender. Don't try and act like you're a cisgender woman and try to fool nobody, because when you fool people, they get pissed and murderous, and they want to kill you. So
that's right.
Don't try to fool people. You need to be upfront
right.
about it and honest from the beginning.
And I know, and sure. I know that that's very difficult, David, because I, you know, and it's funny that you state that because I learned that the hard way. And I wasn't even really going to bring this story up during this episode, but it's funny that you say that because back when I was like, okay, back in the dinosaur ages, once when I was young, I remember that I met this guy, and this is like before I even started really on hormone therapy, and I wasn't like, I wasn't the most beautiful woman that walked the earth. We'll just put it that way. And I went on a date with this guy, and long story short, I didn't disclose anything to him, but he could tell by looking at me, because I don't know if everyone out there knows, but there is actually, like, I believe 30 distinctual differences between males and females. I can't remember if the number is 10 or if the number is 30. We'll have to research it. Get me wrong or whatever, but there is a significant number of distinctual changes between males and females. Now, of course, as you all know, you're not going to change distinctually into effeminate features unless you've had estrogen, of course, in your system, which I didn't. Make a long story short, he clocked me out on it when we were in his car and put me out on the highway because he was so pissed off. And he was like, I don't know whether to let you out right here, right now, or just take you and beat the shit out of you and leave you for dead. So gratefully, he just kind of left me off on the side of the highway. And of course, I was able to, back then, you know, flag somebody down. I didn't even flag them down. Somebody came to my rescue, of course, and they got me home safely, thank God. But I was put into that dangerous situation. So as Dusty says, yes, 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 disclose, disclose. You've got to disclose that, period. Stop lying to people. I can't tell you how many girls have put themselves into terrible scenarios because they're lying to somebody. You understand what I mean? I know that it's a painful truth, but it can be a deadly lie, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty, you and Dane DeGraw have taken over this whole damn show. Now it's your time.
Okay. I got more points to make. If you are cornered in a dangerous situation and they tell you that they won't hurt you, just come into the alleyway or get into their car, always try to escape. Fight for your life. Don't just go with them, you know, thinking, well, maybe I can get away later. No, get away now. Make as much noise as possible. Throw rocks through windows, like beat on stuff. I mean, get people's attention because that'll scare the predator away. And that's what you want to do for show. You don't want to get caught up. Right?
No, I mean that's absolutely correct. You know, you don't ever want to get kind of caught short. But, you know, again, it's kind of one of those situations, like how do we put ourselves into this? It really, if you're out there, and girls, I mean, another thing that I really want to reiterate on, I don't want you all to think that I go and run my errands in hot pink frilly tutus and push-up bras and makeup and lash extensions and fucking blonde hair like I have on my YouTube channel. Like, that's all part of the magic for YouTube. But when I go out there, of course, I don't dress like, you know, I dress in very casual. I go daytime. I put sunglasses on. I really don't wear much makeup. I wear very casual clothes. I don't put myself into dangerous situations when I'm running errands. I run errands in the morning. Okay. This kills me. If you're going out there, girls, and you really got to understand this, okay, you're not proving a point to anybody. So some of you all that are going out here and think that you have to dress like a street hooker to go to the gas station or go to the train station, and you're going, no matter what time that you're going, you have to realize that you cannot force anybody to accept anything. You're not going to force people to accept this. So what I have a real problem with is girls that want to go out here, they want to be half naked, they end up at a gas station at midnight, or they put themselves into a dangerous, violent situation, and then we wonder why something happens. Stop going out into the public dressed like a street-walking prostitute, stopping at the most vulnerable places that women usually wouldn't stop at, and God forbid a woman's not going to stop there dressed like that at that time at night. We've got to stop, have common sense, and start thinking, am I putting myself into danger? Am I putting myself into a bad situation going right here, right now as this? Does that make any sense? God, I got passionate there for a second, sister. You know, I had to start preaching, girl.
You did. You had to go off a little bit. And you know what? As trans, like me starting mine and you into yours, we understand that you want to be like a gorgeous female, voluptuous goddess, you know, whatever. And, of course, everyone wants
can't
to be
like
you.
Can't be like Bambi overnight.
Right. Whatever, bitch. You just want to talk about yourself, and you're kidding.
No, bitch. Yeah. I just had to throw that out there. I'm just kidding. No, go ahead with your point. I just had to throw a little laughter in here.
You just had to throw that in. You don't have to, like, be a showgirl. Like, in the daytime, it's not necessary, and it puts you in danger because cisgendered women do not dress like that.
That's
and,
absolutely
you know,
correct.
Of course, we want to, like, amp it up and be beautiful because we've spent all this time hiding who we are or having to conform to society's whatever constructs. And so, I mean, it's understandable, but
absolutely.
We have to rein that in a little bit. We can't be goddesses all the time and have full makeup,
right.
Hair, and it's just too much. And obviously you're going to be clocked because real women don't dress that way.
Oh, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I really try to reiterate on the point, because Dusty, you in danger, girl. But I really try to reiterate on the point, try to live out your androgynous years as fun as what you can, because to me, it's the best part of your transition. Because once you get to the state where I've been blessed enough to get to, where everything is full-time, and no matter what, you are full-time, no matter what makeup you wear, you don't wear, what clothes you wear, you don't wear. It's not what you think that it's going to be anyway. And cisgender women really do not like each other. So they're definitely not going to like you because they're going to look at you as another woman. And then you're going to, like, men just, like, you know. I mean, I remember when I was driving home today and we were going to talk about what we put on the show. And how many times did I start bitching in your ear that I had guys honking at me and waving at me in your car? Like, how many times? Like, 3 times, right?
Yeah,
I'm
you were, like,
bitching about it.
Yeah.
Because it's,
you had some runs,
it's really
right?
annoying. Yeah. I mean, it's really annoying. So, again, I was able to live out my life in those androgynous years and accept those androgynous years. I understand it's going to be a process. I understand it's going to be a transition. And understand, like Dusty said, and I'm going to reiterate again, stop putting yourself in danger. Stop going out there looking like a freak, looking like a clown, to go somewhere, okay? And I understand that you're beautiful under those lights, and I accept you, and I love you, and I see you as the goddess that you are, but you are living in a world that you cannot force anybody to accept anything. So unfortunately, or fortunately, you're going to have to kind of cater, and you're going to have to kind of evolve, and you're going to kind of have to adapt to your surroundings, and you're going to have to understand that just being you, and you don't have to take it to a whole other level. Just being you and being around is perfectly fine. Because like Dusty said again, we spend so much time just trying to hide who we are.
Mm-hmm. And we're in more danger because, you know, like we can't go around like Kim Kardashian, like full, you know, glam all the time. We're not photographed. So we've got to be even more inconspicuous than women. Because you're trying to, I mean, most people you want to blend in. You don't want to be noticed,
right?
Because I put you in danger, especially,
right.
I mean, anywhere, but you know the South and everything. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's a little scary in the South.
Oh, girl, I mean, reiterating on that, I had a girlfriend of mine recently reach out to me, and she was like, oh, you know, I want to move to Georgia, and you have any advice and this and that, and it's getting anywhere that you go. And again, and this was, you know who I'm talking about, but like, you're not fucking, excuse my French, you're not fucking passable, okay? Because what you did was you went from a man and started living as a woman in a year on hormones. You're not passable. And I don't, like, I hate to say this. I gave the advice of saying, look, transition slowly. Take your hormones, live androgynous. When you're in your house and you're not, like, you know, practice your makeup skills. Get your voice together, get your mannerisms together, get your walk together, get your this together, and get your that together. But no, this person had to go from living as a full-fledged man to living as a full-fledged woman in 1 year and still wonders why, when she goes out on the streets, why people are clocking her out, why people are making comments, why she cannot find a job, why guys are harassing her, why she's getting touched on, why she's been assaulted, why she's had problems. Because you're putting yourself in danger, girl, and I've warned you, bitch. Excuse me, but I'm going to say what I want to say on this show. I've warned you, bitch. I said, take your time. I did not become glamorous. I did not become famous. I did not become a woman overnight. I lived androgynous for almost 10 years of my journey. 10 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was in no
yeah.
rush. But when you, but now, of course, I'm at, you know, that point where I, you know, now, I mean, you know, I keep my nails did and my feet did, and I, you know, now I can't do that. But I really enjoyed those years, but I tried to explain that to this girl. And hell, no, you not fixing to come stay up off me, and you a hot-ass mess in a damn dress, because where I stay, boo, that these damn hood folks will kill you. They will kill you. They will kill you dead. They will not play with you if you go out there and you look like a buffoon. It's going to be what it's going to be, and I try not to be like that because, yes, they're loving and they're embracing and they're kind and they're wonderful and they think that I'm just an inspiration and all that stuff. But the same people that feel that way about me is not going to feel that way about you because you're trying to push yourself and push how you feel upon them. This is a process. Really, I totally agree with you, Dusty. I mean, I know sometimes I kind of take over the show, and I don't mean to do that, but you make some really...
Thank you. Well, you just like to expand on what I say. It works.
Yes.
It's not a big deal. But, yeah, well, you saw the other day I posted a picture of myself at work, like, ready to go home, full man mode, like, You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, you're such a hot man, too.
Shut up.
You're lucky that you're lucky that you're not starting your transition, bitch, because I'd have had you ass marry me.
I'm a lesbian girl.
I know.
Like, to get me through work, I'm dressing like a man because I don't want to get, I don't even know. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to be treated unfairly, poorly, anything. So, like, I get it. I feel way more beautiful and like myself when I'm dressed up. But you got to do what you got to do to get through and not get yourself murdered.
That's right.
Or lose your job.
Right. That's right. That's right. I know this has been a very serious kind of topic here for our, you know, everybody's listening in, but we want you to know, like, girl, stop putting yourself into these bullshit situations. Stop meeting John's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning in alleys, okay? Stop doing it. Stop meeting random dudes off the internet in hotel rooms. Like, stop doing it.
And we may come off harsh in explaining all this, and it may sound really harsh, but we're doing it to get the information out there to help people, not to put them down or scare people,
no,
but
to
help
them. That's right. That's right. No, we genuinely love our community in such a real way, and see in such a real way, we really don't want to see you in danger, girl. Like, we do not ever want to see you in danger, girl. We do not ever want to hear of another murder. We do not ever want to hear of anything violent happening to one of our sisters. We don't ever want to hear anything bad going on because of a stupid decision that we decided to make. But it's somebody's got to keep it real. I'm tired of these fake, phony social bitches out there that do not keep it real in this community. They don't keep it real. We keep it real. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. We're going to continue to keep it real. But we got to really spread a word out there that some of you all are really kind of putting yourself into some sorry-ass situations, and we don't want to see you do that. So we're coming out here the best way that we can, and we're keeping it real with you as we would expect you to keep it real with us.
Yeah, we're coming at you as a friend. We don't want to see you hurt.
That's right. That's right.
So don't put yourself in bad situations, girl, because you're going to be in danger, girl.
That's right. And speaking about being in danger, girl, please tell some of these girls how, and this is nothing to do with transgender. This can be CIS. This is me, any girl. You in danger, girl, when your damn hairpiece is not matching your real hair color.
When you're wearing a half wig.
Oh, my God, girl, look at them roots. Like, at least my rooted hair, like, at least my half wigs, like, the roots actually match my roots. So, of course, you all have known Dusty has been jumping my shit lately, making sure that I get my look together. Because she's like, oh, no, ma'am, you are not doing red, blonde, and blue, okay? I mean, why Shanae here come out some, you will not do red, white, and blue, okay?
I had to school you a little bit.
Girl, you had to school me for real. I thought I was damn back in beauty school boot camp. This bitch was like, you need to do nude lipstick. Oh, what? I would trade my Dusty for the world.
I'm going to introduce you to some bronzer.
Oh, Lord have freaking mercy, girl. I use a bronzer. Lord, I see a future show going on here where Dusty comes on air and she disses homegirl for real for you all so that she can teach me some beautiful makeup techniques, and then we can put something special together on YouTube. Because you're in danger, girl, especially when you have Dusty Burns as your makeup artist, because she will get in your ass. She will get in your case, okay?
I'll tell you.
You know, but, girl, you know, now that we're kind of, like, getting down to, like, the last 6 minutes of our show, I think that, you know, what we should talk about is our weekly obsession. Yeah, definitely. So, that's the kind of this up earlier. So, what has been your obsession lately? Because, oh, girl, don't you put me on a fun street.
You be doing it to me all the time. I am, you know what I'm obsessed with right now? It's a song by Demi Lovato called Cool for the Summer. It, like, feels like a summer anthem. Have you heard it? You don't like pop, do you?
I'm going to have to turn that on, girl. I'm going to have to turn it on because I'm going to have to see what you're obsessed with.
It makes me feel like a pool party or something. Get my titties out.
O-M-G. And don't you ever put me on a front street again and tell me, I said, you don't like pop music, G? What the heck do you think? I like hip-hop, rap, R&B? Of course you got it right, bitch.
Well, what's
all
your
right,
weekly
now,
obsession, Bambi?
Oh, why don't you tell everybody what Bambi's weekly obsession has been, seeing that I had to send you pictures and everything else?
I'll tell you what your weekly obsession is. That creepy-ass doll.
Oh, yes, everybody. Bambi has been getting a really creepy a really hot obsession with antique vintage spook dolls. Spirit dolls, dolls that are actually known to have a spirit in them, dolls that are known to be haunted. And it was really cool because, well, Margaret, my first haunted doll, got really pissed at me the other day because I took a picture of her without her permission. Girl, she broke my damn camera that I usually film for YouTube with, like the good lighting, like she broke that fucking lamp. I know it was her. So I was sitting there rearranging her, and all of a sudden that lamp just went crash, like crash, girl, and cracked the light in half. Cracked the light in half. I was like, I'm sobbing. I know it's behind her, but I knew that she did it because I did not ask for permission to take her picture, and that was the same picture that I sent to you.
You sound crazy as hell right now. Talk about a doll.
Don't I? I sound like one of those kind of girls enchanted put in Sailor Island, don't I? But I certainly have pretty nails because that has certainly been another obsession with mine, girl. Having these nails did. And it was so cool because yesterday I went into my little Vietnamese nail technician, and, you know, I love them very much. And it always cracks me up whenever, like, somebody enters the store and she's doing my nails because, like, you know, she'll be having a conversation with me, and then she'll go in this really, like, squeaky voice, and she'll be like, hello, I'm happy. You paint that color. You know, she goes in, like, this, like, really squeaky fucking voice. But then when she's, like, done selling that act, like, she goes back to me and she'll go, yeah, mama, you paint that a color. You know, like, it's just so funny to me. But anyway, she's been doing, like, these wonderful designs on my nails. And if you are residing in Georgia, please contact me. I will absolutely send you to a business card of theirs. But she's just been doing, like, these phenomenal nail designs. So I have to say that along with the haunted doll, I have had two obsessions this week, and it's also getting my nails did with nail design.
Well, well, well.
Wow! Don't you make me go there about how your obsession is with real Remy hair, bitch.
With real Remy hair, I like that real her, that good her.
Yeah, she likes that real her. She don't do that synthetic her.
No, that's what I was wearing a synthetic wig in my last videos. I can handle it.
OMG. Look, everybody, we have a really special treat coming up for you, too. We're going to do what's called a Freaky Friday, where Dusty's going to be me, and I'm going to be Dusty, so that's going to be really cool. So can I do, like, one of those really ratty synthetic wigs that I have, like, when I'm pretending to be you?
I'll get, like, a Halloween wig.
Oh, bitch! Look, she told everybody she's going to be blonde. She said she was going to be red, blonde, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Very Bambi. Anyway, we're kind of getting down to our last 90 seconds here on the show. I know that we've had a lot of fun here with you and Danger Girl. Thank you all for tuning in to Bams and Dusty here on Girl Talk. We love you all. Of course, we need to leave a link below so that you can see our girl Dusty's fabulous, and I mean fabulous, new YouTube channel. And, of course, as you all know, don't forget to comment, like, share, and subscribe on mine, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. And as we're closing out the show, Dusty, tell everybody what your YouTube channel is becoming.
What it's becoming? A beauty guru.
What it's
style.
Turning into.
It's going to turn into a mess because you're trying to turn me into a mess.
Oh, everybody, listen to this. Lies.
I can't be serious with your ass. I'm done with you.
Honey, she has anything from how to do your eyebrows to how to fix your titties, from how to contour your face and how to cover up that mustache. Y'all check
Beauty
her
Guru.
out. Beauty Guru,
yes.
Please check her out on YouTube. We sure do love you all. Thanks for another fabulous episode here on Girl Talk. We will see and hear from you all sometime soon. Bye, our loves.
Bye.